Daryl Photo, we are. We are nappy head, soul food cooking, dashiki wearing masterpieces. We are confidence embodied and excellence personified. We are the products of black boy joy meeting black girl magic. The sons and daughters of men who've always worked so hard that they never made it in time for a home-cooked meal, and women who love them enough to never stop cooking them. We are African seeds planted in American soil, pushed to the far corners of a forgotten garden, yet we still produce the best fruits because we are the lion-hearted. With the blood of a chieftaincy pulsing through our veins, we boldly wear this skin of royalty turned slave. That's to say that even though the warrior stride was stripped from our step, our tribal tongues ripped out of our mouths, the dreads stolen from our hair, we still find the courage to kiss the rains down in Africa, to taste the salt of their sorrow, to feel them wash away the inherited memory of a colonizer's touch, to hear their melodies whisper, "Drink up, young cub, for these are the tears of our mothers, the blood and sweat of our ancestors, the bile of our enslaved. They will fill your stomach with a diaspora so vast that you could vomit a nation. They will gift you with a voice strong enough to spark the revolution nestled in your chest, because we are the revolution. We are the brave who refuse to speak the language of oppression, refuse to lay our truths in the graveyard of broken dreams and voices that silence has snatched away. We are the voices that silence can never take away. We are both the picture and the thousand words loudly spoken, the darkest berries producing a juice too sweet for this world to swallow. We are the rightest right portrayed as the ugliest wrong, the pen y'all broke in order to steal our songs, our gifts, our blood. We are more than the blood. More than the stains on your pavement. More than the hands that build your prisons and the bodies that fill them. We are more than the medication for your jungle fever. Because y'all still don't seem to get it. There ain't no cure for this. This melanin ain't no passing fetish. It ain't no shuck or no jive. It ain't your slave ship. But it is the wave that rocks the boat. It's the music that y'all ain't never heard and we have always known. It's a gospel spilling out the lips of a black Jesus. It's a future for my children, carved out of the finest obsidian and polished by the hands of a God that loves my skin as much as y'all love to appropriate our culture. Because you see, this skin has never found the mimicry in your appropriation flattering. It has always been the majesty your gentrification can never attain. It is a blessing gifted to a world not yet ready to accept us, but that is fine. Because we have long since outgrown the need for your acceptance. We refuse to live within the confines of this American dream corrupted to nightmare. That's why we have left these sully lands, found greener pastures to lay our heads, and have dreamt up a glorious reality. So now we've broken the chain binding our tongue and have become the loudest note in liberation orchestra. And we are telling the world that we are black and we are beautiful. We are black and we are beautiful. We are black and we are beautiful. Thank you.